This is News Talk.
It's a big day for the Rockcliffe Transport and Communications Networks Committee. This morning it'll publish its report, making major recommendations to help save the aviation sector, and then the Commission for Communications Regulation, or ComReg, will be before the committee to answer questions on customer dissatisfaction with AIR. Chair of the committee, TD Kieran O'Donnell, joins me now. Good morning to you, Kieran. First of all, if we talk about the whole area of the aviation sector and in particular, what your committee is going to recommend. Now, it is all over the Irish Times this morning. I don't know how much you want to tell me, but what is your committee going to recommend on how to save the aviation sector?
Well, firstly, our committee, we've had 8 days of hearings. The report is 45 pages in length. It'll include 20 key recommendations around three principal areas. First area is really the whole area of testing, airport testing and EU traffic light system. We'll be making recommendations around that area. We're very conscious of safe travel and ensuring that we can get the aviation sector to be part of the recovery. We think it has to be key to it. Secondly, we'll be looking at the area of supports for the airline industry around supports for airlines, supports for airports, and more particularly as well, supports for employees and workers. And then finally, the area around national aviation policy, we really will be looking at that the aviation policy will be prioritised and furthermore around structures that need to be put in place in very much around the airports and the type of structures that are required. But principally, what we really want to do here is that we met the likes of NEFIT, we met the airports, we met the airlines, we met the workers' representatives, airports from abroad, that we can put forward, key recommendations, which are 20 in number, that will effectively drive the recovery in the aviation sector, but in a safe way.
Right. Is it true that your committee is going to recommend relaxing rules for people coming from red countries?
Well, what we've looked at is that, number one, we want to see that tests would be affordable, PCR tests would be affordable to people. And second, we want to look at, are there ways that, based on the evidence that we've put before us, that we can, look at ways to ensure the pre-departure testing is done in a more, broader sense in terms of it being practical and workable, and also in terms of reducing risk in terms of travel. And certainly, what we would be conscious of as well is very much around the protocols from the European Aviation Safety Authority and the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, and what they have advised in their protocols, and very much, based on their latest protocol as well.
And your committee doesn't think that people should have to pay €50, more than €50, for the PCR tests which are currently used for travel?
Well, obviously, I don't want to preempt the launch of the report for the collective members today, but certainly we are making recommendations to ensure that PCR testing is affordable. We're also looking at ways that there would be fast-tracking the research around antigen testing, which is a more inexpensive form of testing. But certainly we are very conscious of the affordability factor on PCR testing, and we'll be making a very definite recommendation in terms of the maximum cost that should be charged on travellers in that particular area.
And as I say, it's a busy morning because also you'll have ComReg in. This all comes after AIR customers were complaining about customer care issues. ComReg is going to tell you, I understand, that it wants greater powers. It wants larger sanctions to be available to it.
Well, ComReg in before us today, there would come in before our commission in a normal way, but we've expedited it on the basis that we're doing a section around broadband and also in terms of phone operators. And certainly at our more recent meeting with AIR, it came up as a big issue in terms of the level of complaints that were received. And we'll be putting we'll be covering a number of areas around source number one, the complaints that they have received from consumers in respect to various phone operators and broadband operators, and the possibility of redress. And I suppose there'll be two specific areas we'd like to hone in on. The CEO of AIR stated that they had fortnightly meetings with ComReg and had been for some time, She's the CEO said since last June. We need to find out exactly what was happening at those meetings in terms of improving the complaints procedures for AIR. And secondly, do they have adequate powers in terms of being able to enforce consumers' rights with operators? That's something we will be asking them. But I think it will be a robust exchange and very much, in our case, acting on behalf of the consumers who've had huge difficulties with phone operators.
Okay.
More particularly in more recent times AIR.
Kieran, thank you. It's a very busy day for you, so I really appreciate you taking the call so early. That's Kieran O'Donnell, Chair of the Oireachtas Transport and Communications Committee.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.